Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we, we're forward-looking on this station and as a city. We're looking ahead to 2025, but boy, when a chart like this comes out, I like to think this is going to get me excited for a new play caller for the Texans. I choose Seth. We'll lay this out in a second here. There's a chart that dropped yesterday on Twitter, a graph that shows ultimately it shows the play calling success of the 32 offensive play callers in the NFL last year, and it's not great for Bobby Slowick.
It tried to separate the players from the play calling in such a way that what was this guy doing with what he had and the tools he had at his disposal? And it didn't look good for the Texans.
No.
So it's a nice graph with, Matt LaFleur is up in the upper right quadrant. Kyle Shanahan's over to the right. Liam Cohen, who just completely turned around the Bucs offense, they're up in that upper right quadrant. And then way, way, way down at the left, you have to, on your phone, you have to click on the graph to even see the Texans logo. Bobby Slowick, all by himself in the very bottom left corner of the draft, just trying to gain a little bit of ground on the second worst Raiders. It just looks disgusting.
You framed it perfectly, because if you look at it on Twitter, there's actually two graphics. There's the graph itself that has the logos dotted all over the place.
Yeah.
And then they took that and they made a chart with the 32 names and some percentages with, some of the percentages. If it's a really dark green, that's good. If it's a really light, one of those things. So there's two graphics. And if you look at it on Twitter, you can't see the entirety of each graphic when you look at the tweet. Bob, you have to actually open that whole graph to be able to see Bobby, because he's so far off to the left.
It looks like he didn't hear the starter's pistol. It's just kind of like he's in his sprinting crouch, and everybody else is taken off, and he's just sitting there. He all of a sudden seized up fight or flight. Yeah.
Well, in the summary of this, the tweet and the chart come from somebody named Joseph Bryan, who's using things like using PFF grades and play calling data from the last 15 years. I created scores on how well a play caller influenced each regular season. You may agree or disagree, but the stats are solid. And so then he tweets the graph we're talking about, where you have
this
various
2024 season.
Last season, and you got the various names Seth just said of very well respected coordinators that are in the upper right hand quadrant. You got Bobby Slowick barely out of the starter's gate at the bottom left corner of the bottom left quadrant. All due respect to Jim Irsay, the bottom quartile of the bottom quartile. And the big thing that comes out of this when you start reading the thread is that Bobby Slowick was not only the worst play caller of the 2024 season, but according to this metric that this Joseph Bryan has, he is the worst of all 15 seasons that this study is part of.
The worst since 2010. That's the worst score he had last year. It matches, I think, the eyeball test and what you felt about everything.
Well, you felt about it, yes.
Well, I've talked about it without being able to, because honestly, and the guy that put this together admits, he's very transparent, obviously, this is really hard. It's hard to separate the PFF grades from the entire offense and how that affects grades and everything.
Yep.
So it felt good when I looked at it. The one thing that I put a little asterisk on it is that Andy Reid is also in this bottom quartile too.
Okay.
So I is Andy Reid, was he that atrocious? Was the offense bad because Andy Reid is all of a sudden a bad play caller?
Right.
I hesitate to endorse that.
Yeah, I do too. And yet, this is one of those charts I want to believe is true. Because it makes me feel better about the upcoming season. If this chart is true, then what the Texans did this offseason was exactly what they should have done.
Well, what have I been telling you entirely the whole way is that if Nick Caley is just an average offensive coordinator, it should be a big improvement for the Houston
100%,
Texans. 100%,
yes.
If he even, leave play calling out of it. He could just randomly point at plays on his card, but if they're executed properly,
correct,
then they'll be a better offense.
Yep.
That was you guys know, one of the things that was driving me insane last year was that Bobby Slowik was somehow separating the offensive coordinator from the actual execution. To me, it always felt like kind of sneakily blaming the players.
Yes,
when in fact, as the offensive coordinator, your most important role is the execution.
Yeah.
Are we talking about play calling?
Yeah.
Do you have any great offensive minds there are where the play calling is actually relatively plain and straightforward?
Yeah.
They just execute like madmen?
Yeah.
And they were doing none of that last year.
No. And obviously the organization and D'Amico Ryan specifically disagreed with Bobby's assessment of what the problem was.
I'll go, because immediately I can hear people thinking which offenses are that? Peyton Manning and his offenses. Yeah. They were relatively simple offenses.
Yeah.
They just, Drew Brees, same way. They just executed everything so seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had all the right tweaks to actually make things work and go.
Yep.
But yeah, Peyton of all the, it was not the complexity of that offense that made it work. So, it's Bobby Slowik and his inability to get proper execution out of his guys. If you can just get somebody who's average, they're a better football team.
Yeah.
So hopefully Nick Haley's better than average.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Not so much that he gets a head coaching offer right away.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's right somewhere there in the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Bobby.
Have some glaring issues somewhere along the way in the first season. So where statistically you don't look that good, but you figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah.
As opposed to getting head coaching interviews after your first season and then being this in your second season.
Yes.
Bobby, yeah. Bobby's a unicorn, man. He's a unicorn, but the body is like a donkey instead of a horse. Like instead of like a rippling muscle horse, it's Eeyore with just these unicorn horns. Like he's that far outside the graph, man.
He's one of those. No, he's that goat man from mythology.
Yeah,
is that a satyr?
No,
whatever it is. It's like you're kind of like, wow, that's unique, and I don't think it should exist in nature. I'm gonna shoot it. Yeah,
right.
You see a unicorn, you're like, oh, behold the unicorn.
Yeah,
I'm gonna change things in my life.
True.
You see a satyr, and you're like, I'm gonna kill that thing.
Satyr.
Yeah.
Good. This is a good question. This is a good question on the text line. You brought up Liam. You said Liam Cohen's in that upper right hand quadrant, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If Liam Cohen is near the top of this thing, does that make you more concerned about the Jags this year? They also asked where the Colts and Titans OCs were on this. I'll find that while you answer that question. So.
We talked about this a little this week, because Liam Cohen did a really good job with Tampa last year. And, you know, that's an offense now going into this year when the Texans face them. That'll be their third new offensive coordinator in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he did it in 1 year, really turned them around, and in almost every statistical category, took them from near the bottom to near the top. And Baker Mayfield had the best season of his career, statistically at least. So, yes, I think Liam Cohen, just like it is with Shane Steichen in Indianapolis, I feel like Liam Cohen is a bona fide offensive coordinator. It's just a matter of, all right, but is he an offensive coordinator who's also a head coach?
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of, if you judge him by just, if you go by looks, which I think matters for coaches. Not handsomeness of face or anything.
You know, I'm a
but
big...
just overall demeanor, the way you carry yourself and everything.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like a goofy dude that's a career offensive
He's dopey.
Coordinator.
He's
really good
dopey.
At it, but
yes.
Yeah. So we'll
Ball.
See.
Exactly.
He's got an Opie Griffith vibe to him.
Yes.
You know? They're like, okay, Opie, great character and everything, but I don't want you actually being the sheriff someday.
No.
You're gonna get shot by the first perp you encounter.
Yeah, and I definitely don't want you calling plays for my offense.
A little bit of a Mike McDaniel. Not as goofy as Mike McDaniel, but just that. Is this a leader of men?
Yeah,
I'm not so sure.
That'll be the big thing. To answer the texter's question, where are the Colts and Titans? Exactly where you, especially with the Colts, exactly where you think they'd be. The way this graph works is the horizontal axis is how good you are at calling passing plays. The vertical axis is how good you are at calling rush plays. The Colts are way up the top near. They're like the second best team in terms of the rush calling. Yeah. They're not very good. The team who had a quarterback complete less than 50% of their passes. Now, this is independent of players. This is just play calling. But, you know, you know which way the wind's blowing. They're really good on the run game, not so good on the pass game. The Titans aren't very good at either, but they're much better than the Texans. Brian Callahan, I guess, would be the play caller there. You know, Shane Steichen in Indianapolis.
You know, I have a hard time saying the word availability. I have to, like, consciously think, don't say it the way people make fun of you for saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never realized the way you say the word axis. You say access.
I misspoke.
You got horizontal access. And I was like, oh, that sounds sexy.
Yeah.
I've been granted horizontal access.
Wait till the vertical.
No, but then you said, I thought you might have misspoken, but then you said vertical access also.
Yeah, I misspoke.
Maybe you just might say it that way.
I misspoke twice. Yeah, I don't
know. Is that how you always say it?
I don't know. I got to go back and look.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
Where I grew up, they say elementary
instead
of elementary.
Okay.
And I didn't realize it until God bless this job. People made fun of me for it on the text line.
Well, how do you say availability?
I can't even. I used to say like availability or something.
Oh, really?
I got mocked relentlessly the text line. That's dumb.
You say a few words like Canadian people do. You say organization sometimes. I'm not judging on that, but like that's the one word. Like if what's Seth say that's unique, maybe indigenous to where his upbringing. I would say he says some more. He lived closer to Canada than most here, and says a couple of words out there like a Canadian person would say.
I said the other one. I weirdly say I'll say Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, my wife's from the same area as me, and she makes fun of me for that.
Yeah.
I say cocaine. But that's because of Eric Clapton more so than anything else.
Yeah.
That's not a
song influence.
That's not the way I asked for cocaine when I was, you know, a child growing up.
I got you. I got you.
Mama. I guess I have some of the medicinal cocaine.
I guess I do. Yeah, you know what? I guess that is. I'm just trying to think. Like, I'm going to say it right now in my brain. I'm like, yeah, I guess that is how I say it. Axis.
It's better than axis or something like that.
Yeah.
You're not trying to sound fancy.
Yeah. No. Not at all. Axis. Yeah, axis. Yeah, that's how I say it.
We get on the vertical
I'm in my head
axis,
a little.
And then we get the carry the X and then the Y.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So we say all this to say that it's going to be a whole lot better in 2025.
That's right.
The play calling. Yeah. Make a shirt that says horizontal access, Seth, and I'll buy it. That's what somebody just said on the text
page. You've been granted horizontal access.
Wait until you get the vertical access. Little freaky. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Off and running on a Friday. Having a good time with you here. Appreciate you getting up with us. Headlines coming
up. Barely understanding what Sean's even talking about.
I know. How did I make it this far, mispronouncing access? All right. Well, Astros win, Astros sweep. NBA draft closes the books last night. A wild story about a former Rocket as well. And we got a suspension in the NFL. I don't think the NFL is buying Justin Tucker's story. We will get to that all in headlines coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.